My personal knowledge mastery quest, wrapping up the PKM workshop after 60 days, the remote workshop, Personal Knowledge Mastery, PKM, which started on the 13th of January 2020, will close on the 20th of March. I have enjoyed the learning experience very much, which was brought by Harold Jarche. It does help me make sense of what I have learned and developed over the past few years and months to assess and refine skills and habits I need to strengthen, develop and practice. Becoming a knowledge catalyst below is the ultimate purpose of the workshop, as shared on the page of the workshop. Leaders is catalysts reviewing activities on the page for the workshop, it is written. Comments and reflections are all done via the website as threaded discussions, so there are no specific dates or times to attend. Harold Jarche provides coaching, advice, feedback, and other resources as needed. Harold is also available via audio or video conference. Discussion is encouraged so that people can learn from each other. For participants, the more they give, the more they get. I appreciate these ways of doing and learning on my own with Harold and other workshop participants. I have copied the workshop outline from the page to put it in bold and a bigger heading. In that way, I can share each item's thoughts and links to some of my blog posts, one topic, activity per day at a time. Some of them were shared during the workshop with Harold and the participants in our private online space. Networks, communities and teams mapping networks well, I enjoyed doing this first activity. One of the first key learnings from this workshop is on networks. We were asked, network-centric questions would be, what are you learning? Or, who are you learning from? For example, Twitter asks, what's happening? By mapping visually my network, I understand better this as I tweeted. Visualization gives us a chance to ask ourselves questions about our knowledge sharing, cooperation and collaboration practices. Less than using Kumu.io helps me to map my network and to do so PK mastery, the next step is to analyze my network with the basics of social network analysis. We learn in the second key learning of this workshop about communities, especially communities of practice. This part on communities also enables me to revisit my Twitter usages as insights, questions and resources to dive into. As I tweeted, who is connected to who? What are they talking about? Can I jump into the conversation even if we don't know each other? PK Mastery, Twitter is also for me a place where it clearly pays off to be generous. The more you share what others have done, the more they share your work and the more people get involved. Patrick Bergman, PK Mastery Finding Communities. I have joined a few global communities in which I participate actively. Check out more in this blog post about global communities. Narration of work. Narrating your work does not require polished essays, but rather the routine sharing of thoughts that over time may reveal some insights. Harold Jarche in the PKM remote workshop. I share in this blog post how I seek, sense and share thoughts and experiences over time. Seek, sense, share filters platforms adding value. This is how I create a network filter, use platforms, and add value to my learning journey. Critical thinking understanding media. My experience with these tetrads is that the more you do, the better you get. Harold Jarche. Here are a few tetrads I created to examine some technologies, shift to communities and random collisions. Workplace futures. Effects of video and effects of audio. Tentative opinions. Well, I try to do so by asking questions about the futures of the learning profession. Which skill set and disciplines do learning professionals need to develop and hone to stay relevant? Personal knowledge mastery. Futures thinking. Community management. Coaching. Learning design. Evaluate challenging someone else's idea by writing a counter private post on it with references and links as needed. It is an action to be done for me when time allows. Here is a useful resource that is shared during the workshop by Harold Jarche. I look forward to revisiting and using it over time. Active listening is a valuable technique that requires the listener to thoroughly absorb, understand, respond, and retain what is being said. To hone your active listening, learn more about our six key skills. The active listening skill set involves these six active listening skills: paying attention, withholding judgment, reflecting, clarifying, summarizing, and sharing. Center for Creative Leadership. People, experts, connectors, seekers, and catalysts. Being a knowledge catalyst means taking the time to add value to your knowledge. One way is to simplify what you know. Make your work human understandable. Speak in non-geek terms. If experts do not do this, they will become surrounded by less informed people over time. Our global human networks will get dumber. These networks of people might even vote for bombastic populists or support policies that will make all of us poorer or less free to pursue our goals. The way out of this mess is to make our social networks, and our society, smarter. Leadership today is helping our networks make better decisions. PKM roles, I have used this map to see where I am and where I am to go. I may be considered as an expert. Low sharing, high sense making. But, I want to go. High sharing, high sense making, to become a catalyst. Curating topics, comparing, creating content. This is how I use seek, sense, share, as detailed in this post. Establishing your practice PKM in action. Think about one primary practice that you think you could do for each. Seek, sense, share. Please share these with other participants. Harold Jarche, seeking. This is what I do to nurture my curiosity. Like Patrick Bergman, I use daily Feedly and Twitter to go with the knowledge flows, among other ways such as podcasts and videos. Sensemaking, I have mapped my personal routines. Still a work in progress. Like Karen Jeanette, I try to create value through few mind maps, visual synthesis, sketchnotes, presentations, blogging. Still struggle to do so frequently and with added value. Last year, I shared my weekly findings through my learning newsletter, like your Friday's Finds, Harold. I need to stop doing so. Instead, I intend to search on my blog per keyword, tag or category when I need to do so, whether for a project, research or a new blog post. For instance, I have noticed, like yourself, that distributed learning and work, not only remote work, are the topics du jour in the context of the global health crisis. So I will certainly go through my own cornucopia, blog posts, what I have shared on those topics. Sharing in that same blog post, I have shared my habits. To me, the key learning from this workshop is discernment, or knowing when and with whom to share. As you shared in the previous post 15. Content creation. Based on a conversation in person and or online with people, I may follow up by sharing on one social channel, email or just a blog post. Sometimes, I also don't do any sharing. However, I may do so later after conversations and actions when time allows. Reflecting using the PKM Quest resource, which Harold shares in the workshop. Identifying people to help me in my quest. Who is my PKM crew? Those are activities I need to work on, as I could not do them over the workshop. The next steps. In 2011 at IFTF, identified 10 hash future of work skills for 2020. Well, it's 2020 and these are what's needed now. http://iftf.org/futureworkskills#PKMastery at hjarche image. Harold suggests us at the end of this workshop to examine the four competencies, core work future skills identified by at IFTF and that we have developed over the 60-day PKM remote workshop. 1. Sense making. 2. Social intelligence. 3. New media literacy. 4. Cognitive load management. It is also about seeing which I think I should improve and writing down my next PKM journey. Harold recommended we review it in 6 months. This is what I share with him and the participants of the workshop. Thank you, Harold, for sharing your experience, knowledge and this workshop. Grateful. Very much appreciated. As I examine the four competencies, I should improve my new media literacy, especially critical thinking skills and cognitive load management. My next steps on my PKM journey are to read and use some resources I have bookmarked, to revisit and review my notes and visuals from the workshops as well as my blog posts on PKM, to dive into few online courses that were suggested in the workshop, to assess my practices and routines, do some suggested activities I could not do during this workshop. Last but not least, to blog about my experience with the PKM workshop in the upcoming days. Looking forward to connecting with other participants via social media and to the Perpetual Beta Coffee Club. Au plaisir, Rotana. How I navigate the remote workshop according to my time tracking tool Toggle combined with the productivity platform ClickUp, I have spent 3 to 4 hours per week going deep to learn and practice during the 60-day PKM remote workshop. How did I go with the flow of resources and activities? Here are some habits and practices I did and have over time. Turning activities and hyperlinks from the workshop into prioritized, planned and unplanned tasks via ClickUp. Using Keep to capture some highlights from the contents of the workshop and to take personal notes. Using Stocks and Flows, I have turned my Google Keep notes into Google Docs. In that way, I can retrieve and revisit over time into a folder per topic, activity per day I went through over the remote workshop. My folder can include documents, visuals or any other format that I have created or capture per topic, activity. Or I can search anything into the search box. Commenting in the private online space, for instance, halfway through the workshop, I share those thoughts with Harold and my fellow knowledge seekers, PK Mers. I find it sometimes hard to catch up with the hash intro, activities, hash tips and comments over weeks. I feel that I had opened a Pandora box when I joined the PKM workshop. Any tips or suggestions to better go with the flow? So far, I have taken notes and highlighted what caught my attention on my note-taking app, Google Keep, which can be turned into Google Docs for later reviewing and retrieval. I have also turned activities into tasks to do 1 to 3 of them 1 week at a time, and share some of my activities, reflections and learnings into blog posts that I have shared for some of them over this private space, and some on Twitter with the hashtag PKMastery. I also pay attention to the back channel on Twitter with the #PKMastery as we are now halfway. I will step back temporarily from the workshop from this weekend to review my previous notes and what I have done the activities 1 to 18. I intend to see if patterns emerge and synthesize what I have learned so far. Next week, I will sleep on what I have reflected on, done and shared so far. I will travel. I will dive again into the workshop in early March. Here is the feedback I've got. It sounds like you are doing fine, Rotana. Don't stress about doing all aspects of every activity. You can do them later or save to your notes. Remember that you can always come back here for a refresher workshop. This workshop is like a buffet table. Eat what you need. Harold Jarche sharing few activities and thoughts into public blog posts with the tag Personal Knowledge Mastery and in the back channel of the remote workshop on Twitter. PK Mastery. Bottom line, the Personal Knowledge Mastery Workshop is the creme de la creme of remote, self-directed and peer learning experiences that I have enjoyed very much. I highly recommend it. Update from the 1st of March until the 23rd of April 2021. I have participated again in the workshop with a new global cohort as tweeted. Participating for the second time in the PK Mastery Workshop to revisit, develop and refine my work and learning practices with a global cohort and Harold Jarche. Here are my latest reflections through new blog posts. Motion Activation Book Annotated Reading. A Brave New Era. Harold Jarche on Perpetual Beta. Our New Normal. You can also dive into my PK Mastery blog post series.